Well, you meet people in business who have an impact, and I can tell you that Brett Duncan, who I got to know almost three decades ago during the early days of listing a company, my company MoneyWeb, on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, he worked at Tradec, which was the first online stockbroker that was listed on the JSE. We got to know each other then, and the friendship developed over the years. But why it's relevant today is that Brett passed away earlier this week, and he is the man who brought to the BizNews community and many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in South Africa, the whole concept of investing directly offshore in shares. He's the man behind WebTrader, and that means the WebTrader portfolio in BizNews, which has been a huge supporter of anybody who took money offshore and invested in the shares that we recommended. Indeed, when we launched that portfolio almost 10 years ago, it started with $200,000. It's now worth over $700,000. So quite an increase. Well, one of his close friends at Standard Bank is Arno van Helden, founder of Shift. And he joins us now from somewhere in the bush. Arno, Brett had only just turned 50. Do you have any more details on how he passed?
Yeah, I do. I do have some details on that. It is through natural causes. My understanding is that he unfortunately did have a heart attack, and it was quite sudden and unexpected. I did talk to him about a week or so ago. He had quite bad flu, and he had recurring flu. So I suspect that might have also had a role to play in it. But you know, I don't know all the details.
He was a huge supporter of yours, of Shift. He kept bugging me to look at Shift, understand it better, because he said that was the next iteration of the journey for South Africans in investing outside of this little part of the world that we live in. So I presume the two of you saw a lot of each other at work and indeed had a lot to talk about on kind of deep, profound issues.
Well, absolutely. So Brett was one of the individuals that really understood the potential of digitization and innovation, specifically when it came to the trading and providing, you know, ordinary people like you and me access to international markets and the ability to buy and sell shares in companies all over the world. You know, he was as you already mentioned, he really brought WebTrader to Standard Bank and to our customers, which was one of the first offshore, you know, do-it-yourself offshore trading platforms available in the country. And so when I created Shift and founded Shift 8 years ago, obviously in the same business division as Brett, he really understood that, you know, Shift could take that offshore trading to the next level by embedding the foreign exchange and all the rest of it into the capability. So he really got it, and he became a massive supporter of ours and really helped us to bring the share trading capabilities onto Shift. You know, I must be honest, I don't know if we could have done it without him.
He's what is termed an intrapreneur. I often asked Brett why he stayed at the bank, why he didn't branch out on his own and be an entrepreneur. And he said he felt he could get more done in the greater interest of society by working at the bank, which I thought was incredibly noble. But that's actually who he was. We spent a lot of time traveling the country on various roadshows. He insisted, for instance, after Davos every year that I came to speak to Standard Bank clients. And we would go to Durban, sometimes Pietermaritzburg, always Cape Town and Johannesburg, and have those presentations. Hundreds of people would come along. And then the same thing was Warren Buffett. Every year that I came back from Berkshire Hathaway, he insisted that we have that roadshow as well. And it was part of a belief that he had in education. Do you know where that came from? Because he really drove investor education within the Standard Bank client base very aggressively.
Well, you know, I think that the reality is that being on the inside, so somebody that works, you know, in a trading type of business, somebody that really understands the potential to be able to invest in companies and on stock markets all over the world, you know, you develop a passion for it. And I think that for Brett, it was really more about getting people, outside of the direct environment to also understand those opportunities, understand the potential. And I think he was really passionate about bringing, making it accessible, getting people to not be scared of taking a little bit of money and putting it into a company offshore. And I think that passion really, and you talk about Standard Bank and him being an entrepreneur. It's very, very difficult when, you're doing it on your own, you don't have a base. And I think, being part of Standard Bank, such an amazing company, such a huge business, means that you've already got millions of customers there and ready to talk to communicate with, to educate, to bring these capabilities to them. And he just, I think he just had such a passion for it, and he wanted to be able to give other people the same opportunities that he had, that he had been given through his knowledge and experience of trading.
I'd like to dwell a little on Brett the person, because one of the things that always struck me was that he was not proprietal. What I mean by that was when Easy Equities came along, he was quite happy for us to have a relationship at BizNews with Easy Equities as well. Whereas there are many companies or many people in companies who say, no, they want nothing. If you do business with us, you can't do business with our competitor or perceived competitor. That is an unusual approach for South Africa, in that it really speaks to the point you made now of this passion for spreading the message, almost saying, a little bit like Magnus Hastick in a way, saying to South Africans, get open your mind, there's a much bigger world out there.
But, Brett was always an extremely pragmatic individual. I remember countless conversations, over a beer or a cup of coffee at work. Just his philosophy on, if we do this, we're going to try and be the best in the market. But if there are betters in the market, then great, then kudos to them. And there was never the sense of like, we must own this, it's ours. It he had this free spirit of, let's just go out and do our best, and may the best man win, and I think that it was just such a calming and such a generous way of looking at the world. And he's going to be dearly missed.
Well, opposite the Standard Bank head office in Rosebank is a Fornos that I used to frequent relatively often when because we lived, fairly close around the corner in Parkview, and Brett and I would regularly have catch-ups there, and our regular waiter Isaac would know that Brett was there because he would love to say the usual, which meant a huge breakfast. And he left Standard Bank, but about a year ago. Was there any health issue at that stage? I certainly didn't see it.
No, there wasn't. I mean, look, Brett, I wouldn't call Brett the most regular of exercises. But no, I didn't. There were no health issues. I think for Brett it was just simply time for him, and he felt it was the right time for him to move on. And I think I only noticed more recently, especially like I said, around the flu in the last couple of conversations, that he battled a little bit. Underlying causes, I don't know, but yeah, he unfortunately leaves behind two children and his wife, Magda. And I guess our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to them, in this what can only be a very difficult time, and we wait to see what the next arrangements are.
My last conversations with Brett, and it wasn't that long ago either, was that he was surveying different opportunities. He was thinking of a second career after Standard Bank at 50. Well, he still had a lot of energy. Did you have any
Absolutely.
insight on what he might have done?
Well, there's a couple of things. So, because he was in the trading world, he was a day trader himself. So he certainly spent a lot of time trading and growing his wealth through those mechanisms. But we had various conversations throughout the last couple of months, and I know that he specifically was looking at the fintech world and certainly opportunities within the trading space. And in fact, our last conversation, I hadn't spoken to him for a month or two, and he certainly sounded like there was a few things on the horizon, and our plan was to get together very soon to discuss them and find out a little bit more about them. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. But knowing Brett, he wasn't one to sit back for too long, enjoying early retirement, that's for sure. So yeah, I am curious to know what he was up to and what he was plotting.
Oh, no, you've also left Standard Bank now and you're off on a different career as well. Is this the way it works in big corporates that people stay for a period of time and then perhaps have to find new challenges?
No, I don't think there is a recipe for it. I think that, I work with individuals. Brett was at Standard Bank for 23 years. I was at Standard Bank for 13 years. And I think, there are people that will stay for a few years, and there are people that will be lifers. They will stay until they're 60 and retire. I think for me personally, I've really enjoyed it. It has been the most incredible journey. Just the most incredible experiences I've made, so many good friends, but I also was looking for something more and looking to grow myself. And I'm very, very, very proud of Shift and what we've achieved with Shift, but it's the right time for me to hand that over. I've got an amazing team of people, and it's the right time for me to hand that over and to move on to something more challenging, something that will help me as an individual grow and allow me to also contribute back to society and back to an organization that's looking for someone like me, and I'm very fortunate to have found that opportunity.
And as far as Brett is concerned, he was always great fun to be around. He was one of the worst golfers that I've ever played with. And I mean, that says something. But
But he never, but he was always up for it.
oh, yeah, he certainly was. But we'll miss him. And I think South Africa will miss him. And really, the point of this conversation was really, it was just to share one of those unsung heroes, because there are many members in the BizNews community, thousands, who have done so well due to the intervention of Brett Duncan. And they probably didn't even know the guy existed. But had it not been for Brett's passion, for his enthusiasm, for his farsightedness, his vision about
Absolutely.
what the world could offer, those people would have been a lot less well off today. And I just love the fact that I knew him. I feel it was a privilege. And I'm sure from your side, you feel the same way.
You come across people from time to time that really get it. They really, not only can they see the vision of what's possible, but they can also make it happen. And that's a rare, rare quality. And Brett certainly embodied both of those. He understood the potential and was able to organize the world around him to be able to deliver that to people like you, BizNews people, and that's a very powerful thing and something that we'll really miss in Brett.
Arno van Helden, the founder of Shift, and I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.